We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Hello, my friends. It is Sunday, the 17th day of July, 2011. We're going to be live here on this Sunday transmission, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live. Thank you for joining us. We, of course, return weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central as well. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. I just returned from Los Angeles, and it wasn't really a secret why I went out there, but I hadn't really told anybody. But I was invited to Jesse Ventura's private 60th birthday that also coincides with his good friend Harry Dean Stanton, the legendary actor's 85th birthday. And it was quite an event. Got to meet a lot of great people and also get some inside baseball from Jesse Ventura on his federal court case against the TSA that is coming up to decide if he has standing and if the lawsuit can go forward in federal court next Friday. And he said he would come on our show, even though he's not scheduled for media the first few days of the week after that, and that if they do strike down his lawsuit, that, quote, Friday is going to be one hell of a press conference that nobody is going to want to miss. He said it's going to be, what was the exact word he used? He said it was going to be pretty extreme. It was going to be something that people were going to be shocked by what he had to say. And he pretty much told me what he was going to say. And I said, well, can I put that on record? And he said, yeah, but I'm not doing any interviews right now at my 60th birthday party. Because I was like, well, that's good stuff. Let me pull the iPhone out and get one. He's like, no, Alex. Plus, the music's too loud. I got to see Ventura sing, Harry Dean Stanton, doing jazz, rock and roll, country, stuff that sounded like 100-year-old Spanish songs. That guy's quite the musician. I know he's played with Bob Dylan on his tour and stuff, but really blown away by getting to go to that and meet all those great people. It was also wild to pull up at the private party and to have TMZ out there, and they run up and know who I am and are asking me questions. It was pretty ridiculous. And to meet a lot of famous actors and to know that they were listeners of the show as well. I tell you, we have got to do not a good job. We already do a good job, but we've got to do an even better job with the amount of people that are watching and listening to this show. It just was dumbfounding. Rob Dew went me to ride shotgun and watch my back and just do some other reports when we went down to RT, to their L.A. office, and did a 16-minute piece with them. And we also went out to the Rand Corporation, filed some reports. We killed multiple birds with one stone. But Dew himself was pretty blown away by, we go in restaurants, hot dog places, walk down the street, all the bouncers at the private club. It was one of those private clubs that doesn't even have a name. It's got like one of those doors you duck in. And they were listeners. It just, those are radar pings or sonar pings that just everywhere I go now, it gets more and more and more people coming up. And that signifies the fact that we are reaching huge amounts of people. I met quite a few famous actors, and I'd say, hey, I'm admiring your work. And I'm going to admire your work, Alex. Like the show. Now let's talk about the government. And also I ran into Sean Stone has been a guest, Oliver Stone's son. He's going to be part of the third season of Conspiracy Theory. It is coming back for a third season. I'm going to be changing it up a bit because Jesse won't fly. He'll basically sit at a command base war room judging what he thinks is real and what isn't. And Sean Stone and Tyrell Ventura will travel around as the reporters, and they want me to be involved as well. But I tell you, Oliver Stone's son is a big guy. You meet him in person. He's a big guy and has a lot of presence. So it'll be interesting seeing him with a television show. I know he's made a lot of films. All right, that's enough of the pleasantries. I'll tell you more of what Ventura said coming up. We got all the huge world news. We got the head of News Corp Holdings in England arrested. The police chief of London stepping down over the News Corp hacking. A bunch of other news. Geopolitically, the economy, whistleblowers being arrested and sentenced. the front yard gardener, and more trouble.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, we are live. It is the 17th day of July, 2011. On this live Sunday broadcast, we're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back weekdays. I'm on the air 6 days a week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to thank all the wonderful AM and FM affiliates that pick up the broadcast, and of course, XM Sirius for picking up it as well, WWCR 100,000-watt shortwave out of Tennessee. And, of course, you can also listen to the show wherever you are, whenever you'd like, with the free iPhone and Android apps that are at Infowars.com and on the free streams there that are live, as well as the podcast you can subscribe to, all in the Listen tab at Infowars.com. Well, I wasn't in on Thursday and Friday. I want to thank Mike Adams, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes, and others for being a sit-in host while I was in Los Angeles working on a host of different stories, and at the same time going to Jesse Ventura's 60th and Harry Dean Stanton's 85th birthday. They had them coinciding together, and I've got some, again, inside scoop on what Jesse Ventura is going to do this coming Friday if the federal court does not allow his lawsuit against the TSA for groping him and violating his Fourth Amendment as well as American Disabilities Act. He has titanium in his hip. That's why they set upon him every time he flies. I've been a witness. In fact, I may even be a witness if the trial continues. He told me what he's going to do, among other things, if they strike it down. And I said, but you're waiting till Friday to have a press conference about this, but it's okay for me to go tell people. I said, you sure you don't want to say it on my iPhone? He goes, no, Alex, you can tell them. Fine. So we'll put an article out tomorrow that undoubtedly will make some serious news out there on the whole TSA groping front when I get an article together and post it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to shoot a video about it tonight, but I'll tell you later, before the broadcast ends. In fact, remind me, Jaron, to not forget, to just tell you a little bit about what happened at the Hollywood birthday party. Because there was certainly some good anti-New World Order news there. I'll go ahead and give you that news. Everybody I talked to knows about world government, was a listener of the show, and upset about what's happening. And I would say, hey, I'm an admirer of yours. I liked you in this movie. Well, I really like your work. Let's talk about the corrupt government. Let's talk about Bohemian Grove. Let's talk about 9/11 being an inside job. It was just wild to be at this party where you could, you know, strike out in any direction and, you know, fall over a major star. It was amazing being behind closed doors. It was not amazing to be hanging out with a bunch of Hollywood stars. It was amazing that they were so awake. Of course, I guess it's a Jesse Ventura, Harry Dean Stanton crew of friends, so what do you expect? Side issue, that's coming up later. Also, in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, we have the evil thought criminal joining us, Julie Bass, who is up in Michigan. Our article went out on Friday and has been up on the Drudge Report ever since. It's now moved to the lower left-hand corner of drudgereport.com. Bottom story, lower left-hand corner, if you want to read it at drudgereport.com. I mentioned that because it's already scrolled off our main page at Infowars.com. It's the best place to find this. If you're doubting me, we have links to the local news at drudgereport.com. Front yard gardener faces new charges. Yes, she'll be joining us. She was on with Mike Adams of Natural News, sitting in for me on Thursday. Front yard gardener faces new charges. Vendetta, Oak Park City pursuing criminal charges of unlicensed dogs against Julie Bass. And I'll cover this more in the last half hour when she joins us live today. But it turns out that in the last few months, under the harassment for the tomato plants in her front yard, that they also came after for her dogs in her fenced-in backyard, that they could only see, didn't have government IDs around their necks, if they were to basically spy on her and then go check the records. And so during the harassment, when she wouldn't get rid of her vegetable garden and was facing 90 days plus in jail, when the city code said you could have a garden in your front yard, the code inspector just said that he didn't like it, so that got national attention. They went ahead and went along with the threat of jail time for not having a dog license. I guess for her wicked lab or whatever it is. And so she went down, paid all the fines and fees, and did it over a month ago now. Well, it turns out that after it got national attention that they were trying to put her in jail for the tomatoes in her front yard and other plants and these pretty little vegetable boxes she had, you know, up by the side of her house, that now they've gone ahead and filed criminal charges. Oh, it can be criminal charges for not having a dog license, and that or a cat license for that matter, and that they've gone ahead after she even paid and they've refiled those. Now, that was part of the earlier harassment, and I want to make it clear that I don't have a dog license. I have a Chihuahua and a French Bulldog, and I'm not going to get one. And you can come after me if you want. I'm going to personally sue you, and I'm going to challenge you because dog licenses have been found unconstitutional in every state. And the government knows that. Just like failure to ID, only in a car is that an arrestable or an offense you'll actually get convicted for. Cops will still arrest you for not showing your ID if they ask for it walking down the street. But only ignorant people lose in court because every state has ruled repeatedly, including famous Supreme Court cases in places like Austin, Texas, that you don't have to show an ID. This is not Nazi Germany. So I don't have a dog license, and I'm not getting a stinking dog license. Now, continuing along that line, I'm getting to all the geopolitical news and all the really hardcore issues. This just illustrates how out of control government is. They are doing this to harass her. She built these pretty little boxes up in the part of her yard by her porch. Actually, I've seen a lot of these around the country. I know growing up in Dallas, before we moved out to Rockwall, my parents had some vegetable boxes. But she had some things out there, you know, growing, the evil tomatoes, things like that. They look very nice, but even if it didn't look nice, it's her yard. It's not a zoning issue. It's not a law. It's not a homeowners association. And they came to her, and she said, well, show me the law. It says I can plant whatever vegetation I want. And they said, well, we don't find that to be suitable. And so they were going to put her in jail for, 94 days and all these thousands in fines because she wouldn't give in to them. So now they've come back. They've come back retroactively from things they did previously to harass her with the dogs, and she's facing jail time again, even though she went and got the licensure. And a license is a authorization to do something that would be illegal. So driving in America is illegal. Owning a gun in America is illegal. Of course, it's not really illegal, but the crooks say it is. This is how they operate. Private property for more than 80 years, depending on what state you're in, but it's around 80, you haven't owned your property. You don't have a loyal title. You don't have any of it. You don't have a property deed. You have a licensure. If you pay yearly rent to the state and the county and the city, then you can stay on the property. You do not own your property in America. You have a license to sit on that property. And you notice we built this country without property taxes. We built it without income taxes. I have a report here that in Connecticut, the oldest ferry in the United States, 300 plus, I think it's 360, I've got the article here, 300 plus years old is shutting down because of budget cuts. I see reports every few days where 50%, 40%, 60%, 70% of police are being laid off and sheriffs. And then the sheriffs are in the news saying, buy guns, we can't protect you. At least they're being honest in some areas. Now, in Oakland, they're not. They're saying, here's 35 crimes we won't respond to because of budget cuts. We're just going to revenue generate now. If someone invades your home, this was in NBC News. The police chief came out. Don't believe me. Just search the term. 35 crimes Oakland police won't respond to. He went on to say, armed robbery. Yes, says we're not going to respond, but don't you dare get caught with a gun in Oakland. It's like L.A., almost a gun ban. Not as bad as Chicago or New York, where it's a total gun ban, unless you're some mafia insider who can get the politicians to hand out a few hundred of the permits a year. So we've got all of that coming up. She's going to be joining us here. Meanwhile, $27 trillion and growing, we haven't gotten a new number in a year, has been stolen by offshore banks. Nobody gets in trouble. The Senate's own committee found that Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan engaged in crimes, selling derivatives they knew were fraudulent. Nobody gets in trouble. Wachovia, Wells Fargo can launder $376 billion in narcotics money, source Bloomberg, Reuters, AP. Nobody gets in trouble. But you don't have a dog license, lady, you're going to prison. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've got it. The transmission
is coming to you. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are back live, my friends. Let me give you a rundown of some of the news that's coming up. Ex-official at NSA gets year of probation. The Obama administration, who promised to have the most transparent administration ever, has been more secretive than Bush, Clinton, even Nixon, or somebody like Ronald Reagan. He has even made meetings about public transparency secret and has attempted to prosecute more whistleblowers than anybody else. In this case, a former National Security Agency official was sentenced Friday to a year of probation for a minor offense after the U.S. government dropped the most serious charges that he illegally held classified material. But the Obama administration had wanted him to spend as much as 20 years in prison. Thomas Drake, and what information did he release to major U.S. newspapers? That the NSA and other federal agencies were stealing massive amounts of money, fraud, waste, and abuse. In the past, no one would think about trying to prosecute somebody like this, but Obama has been trying to get rid of whistleblower protections in the laws as well. They want the message to be sent, you do not report on the real corruption. Meanwhile, classified Pentagon report upholds Thomas Drake's complaints about NSA. Oh, better arrest whoever leaked that one. Oh, better arrest the WikiLeaks people. They released, and the Pentagon admitted it was real 3 years ago, a Pentagon plan to stage false flag terror attacks. A manual for Army officers how to stage them. Kind of like that other declassified, and in that case it did get declassified, not leaked, Operation Northwoods. But after it got leaked, the NSA reclassified it, saying it was an accident that it had been declassified in September of 2000, a year before 9/11. Somebody accidentally wanted you to know about that plan to remote control jets into buildings and things. Accidentally released that for you there. ABC News reported on it, as well as the New York Times. If you'd like to look it up, you can actually read the documents if you'd like, the National Security Archive. Just type in Operation Northwoods. You'll get it real quick for yourself there. Classified Pentagon report upholds Thomas Drake's complaints about NSA. The Defense Department's internal watchdog upheld the complaints of National Security Agency officials early in the Washington, Washington Post, George W. Bush administration, who said he agreed was misspending millions of dollars on technically flawed system for sifting through digital communications, according to conclusions raised by the first time Wednesday. That's all a complete whitewash. Meanwhile, the corruption's so bad, AP is reporting that a round of budget cuts in Connecticut is forcing the nation's oldest operating ferry to close. Historical archives say the Rocky Hill Ferry has been crossing the Connecticut River between the towns of Rocky Hill and Glastonbury since 1655, but now the budget cuts have shut down that ferry, so good luck getting across the water there. They're talking about shutting down ferries in Texas that go over to the different intercoastal islands that have been there now for more than 60 years. But don't worry, your taxes are going to go up because everything's got to go to the offshore banks. But speaking of the government trying to prosecute an NSA whistleblower over millions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse. Let's not forget CBS and AP headlines from September 10th, 2001, the day before 9/11. Here it is. According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions, Rumsfeld admitted. Just type into the search engine, $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon. The next time he testified on this to Congress in 2006, it was $4.8 trillion. Missing. $2.3 trillion, that's $8,000 for every man, woman, and child in America, to understand how the Pentagon could lose track. It's not thieving. They, you know, $15 million for one tarp for Halliburton. That's not $800 hammers, things like that. That was in the 80s. It's a lot worse now. I saw reports of $9,000 for a toilet seat, $3,000 for a hammer. We know it's gone, but we don't know what they spent it on, said Jim Minery, Defense Finance and Accounting Service. Oh, yes. But we're only worried about old ladies and their welfare, right? Well, here's the deal. Throw all the old ladies off the welfare if you want. But the point is, it won't take care of the derivatives. The $1.5 trillion, that's $1,500 trillion. And then that's a conservative multi, that's about 2 years old, that number. That's how many derivative toxic asset fraud dollars were created. And they claim that 600 plus trillion of that is owed by Americans. That's our global share. The Washington Post reported 654 trillion. You can pull that up. I pulled it up a few weeks ago for you on air. So 600 trillion. Oh, yeah, let's get rid of the ferry, and let's get rid of the cops, and let's freeze Social Security cost of living expense increases for 2 more years. And let's tell everybody there's not a depression, not even a recession. And let's just hyperinflate the currency, which is a tax on everyone in this country, destroying your purchasing power. Let's just do that, and then meanwhile arrest whistleblowers, and meanwhile erect swarms of offices, and send forth swarms of agents to eat out our substance, a.k.a. Declaration of Independence, and let's throw the book on people that are caught with marijuana, or people that have a dog without a license, or people that have a garden in their front yard. I mean, everywhere, they're just like piranhas savaging the citizens. And a lot of times government admits, we're here to let you know that we are your boss. We're here to keep you in line. In fact, Jaron just found an article. That's Bankwatch is reporting the U.S. derivatives $684 trillion. The Washington Post says 650-something, but hey, whatever. When you're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, six hundred plus trillion, you see, it's impossible to pay that back. We don't owe it. That's what too big to fail is. We sign on to the foreign mega six banks' debt, who engineered and induced the fraud, sold it to take over the world. On the downside, they hold the whole global economy hostage, all the pension funds, public and private. They're now taking the private pension funds in Europe. That's now begun. Taking them to protect them, of course. They take part and keep the rest, and the government runs your pension fund. And now they're getting geared up for that here, and all 50 states are technically bankrupt, but only because they're signed on to derivatives. And see, no amount of cutting and no amount of revenue generating police that are told to go out and write more tickets so they'll lose their job. Nothing will fix this. It's designed to convert the economy into a fully collapsed economy. That's the IMF World Bank plan. Those are the international arms of the private Federal Reserve, itself a holding company. So you want to find that? The War on Waste, CBS News, has the $2.3 trillion. You can also watch CBS News video reports, and we've got other ones at Infowars.com. Of course, nobody thought about that anymore because 9/11 happened the next day. Oops. So now it's been 5 years since we learned how many more trillions are missing the Pentagon. But so what? On screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we simulcast the radio show and live video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have a Slate article from 2008, $596 trillion. How can the derivatives market be worth more than the world's total financial assets? Now, many other publications estimate that it is at $1,500 trillion, and they say the U.S. sum in the Washington Post is $600 trillion, but that's from 3-4 years ago, 2008. $596 trillion, and remember, almost all of that is owed by the big six megabanks. They put politicians in office, openly finance all the major politicians, Republican and Democrat. They then vote to sign you onto the debt. The trillions are given to them, which they then leverage into new derivatives, is the only way they contain the other thousands of trillions. They just inflate those again. Free money, it's counterfeiting. They sell it as fraud. And then the money we give the banksters, we owe them interest on. Isn't that the best part? But wait, it gets better. There's more. There's more. They loan it back to you for 30, 40, 50% on your credit cards. They loan it out to you at interest. And it gets even better. The same six mega banks have openly set up their new, quote, bank of the world that you will pay your carbon taxes for on all human activities, a percentage to them. And they're setting up a global VAT. And they've got Bill O'Reilly and Fox News calling for a global sales taxes and VAT to save us, to pay off the debts, to pay our fair share. It all happened because of the welfare moms. Now, don't say the illegal aliens did it. Even if you didn't have the illegal aliens, it wouldn't fix this. Sure, they're one of the biggest welfare sucks out there, and the anchor babies and the rest of it, but all of it is deck chairs on the Titanic. You don't fix that giant leak in the side of the hull where the seawater's pouring in. You can rearrange deck chairs all day long, and I know we will. I know we will, because it's fun to not know what we're doing. It's fun to be conned. It's fun to have no idea how things work. It's fun to know about our favorite sitcoms and our favorite dramas. I laid in the hotel room Friday afternoon in Los Angeles, taking a rest. I watched some sitcoms and dramas, and it was men running around acting effeminate, or not even effeminate, just weird, and women acting bossy and mindless giggling and gibbering. And, of course, humans are social creatures, so they see that, and they think, well, that's how I'm supposed to act. And that's why a lot of men, you can't even have a real conversation with them. They're the equivalent of lobotomized five-year-olds. Women are running around, you know, to playing boss of the world, but wondering why their lives are so hellish and why they're following TV's cues but aren't fulfilled, because you're under social engineering. That's why. They don't want strong, focused people. They don't want families. They want that out of the way for absorption. They want a corporate takeover, a corporate looting. That it's about domination. Grow up and figure it out. Now I'm ranting here. And by the way, prisoners, you don't grow a garden in your front yard. You don't grow one in your backyard. By the way, prisoners, you don't drill a well without permission. By the way, prisoners, you don't send your children's lunch with them to school in Chicago. Because as the head of school district said, parents can't be trusted. You provide work for the government, and that's it. And, of course, with the government pushing and legalizing robotic 18-wheelers and cars, we're not going to need truck drivers anymore. And with everything in the military going to drones and robots, we're not going to need troops anymore. And as everything gets automated, the globalists write all these big handbooks and brag, we're not going to need a big population anymore. Life isn't just going to be cheap. You people are worthless. And we stole the world through derivatives. It's ours. So we're getting a big police state in place and in training you to take those forced inoculations that, incidentally, in every major study are filled full of cancer viruses. Folks, do you think I just get up here and say that? For heaven's sakes, research it. I know it's horrific. Okay, I'm done. I got to stop right now because I want to get to a bunch of news and then go to your calls. And we got a guest coming up, the evil woman who had the garden and was threatened with 94 days in jail for it in her yard when there wasn't even a city ordinance against it. And all of her neighbors supported the evil garden because they, too, are dangerous. But we had a USA Today article on Friday saying, oh, there's no violence on the border. Crime isn't up. It's all a lie. Just like they tell you, we're not in a recession. They've got some fake numbers for you there. And just like they tell you WMDs were in Iraq. It was this big article about it. There's no violence in the border. And that Mexico's great. There's not 30,000 dead the last 2.5 years. It's not more dangerous per year than Vietnam was. Of course, it is. State Department separately told the truth and said it's the most dangerous place in the world statistically to go, except for maybe Afghanistan. But ignore that travel advisory. USA Today says everything's fine. That's funny. Many times as a child and then again in college, I've been down to the Texas border to go visit for the day and go across the border and visit the shops and stuff down there in Nuevo Laredo and places. It's all boarded up and shut down. The hotels have nobody in them, and it looks like North Korea or something. But you know what? I'm having a delusion. USA Today, the same folks that tell you that inflation isn't up, same folks that tell you we're, again, in a booming economy, they say there's no problem. And they also had a great article about, in the same cover, I mean, I was just scanning it in the hotel. They give you one free because no one will buy it, literally. And I was scanning over it, and it talked about the FBI, thank goodness, and ATF are putting new rules on gun purchases, not laws. No. And Obama's set to sign executive orders where they can just put you on a no-buy list. He's announced he's going to do this any day now, where you can't buy guns anymore. No judge, no jury, no conviction, no indictment, no reason. It's like a no-fly list that his chief of staff called 4 years ago, Rahm Emanuel, who openly said he wants a total gun ban. They just go into gun shops now and say you can't sell, high-powered rifles, more than two of them now, to anybody. And if you do, you got to report it to us. No judge, no jury, no law. They just said so. That's why Obama announced they're just going to do this through the executive now. Kind of like he's going to launch wars in Libya without Congress. He's going to raise the debt ceiling, he said, without Congress. He's looking at doing. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, why even have a Congress after all? It's freedom. I thought I'd mention Fast and Furious because I see all these articles about, oh my gosh, the ATF says we've got to restrict the Second Amendment because of the violence in Mexico. And then in these articles, all over the newspapers, all over television, they never mention the big scandal going on right now. In fact, one of the only outfits doing it, other than local papers, the Miami Herald has reported on it and some others, is Fox News. That's why you see them about to be brought down in England and maybe even here in the U.S. Not that they're perfect, but anytime, if you're part of the establishment, you can get away with anything you want. How many women did Bill Clinton rape and admittedly pay off later, violently, beat the daylights out of them, bite their faces while he raped them? That was in federal court cases, and he didn't deny it. He paid them off. Why are they always allowed to do whatever they want? See, it's like I told you, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, I said, I don't like Kahn. I don't like the IMF. But I said, this guy wouldn't have gotten in trouble in New York if it wasn't a setup. Because if you're part of the establishment and in good graces, they catch UN diplomats all the time in New York with dead women in their apartments, and they don't get in trouble. I mean, I see that all the time. Or sex slaves chained up, or drugs, because the diplomatic immunity, literally. Sometimes cops pull them over with drugs in their car. They just say, diplomatic immunity. Literally, like in the movies. But Dominique Strauss-Kahn, and later it came out, he was set up. The woman was reportedly a prostitute working for organized crime. And it was confirmed that his political enemy, Nicolas Sarkozy, who was 10 points behind him in presidential polls, Kahn was getting ready to run against him in next year's election. Turns out that they twittered a little early and announced he'd been arrested before he'd been arrested or it was even in the news, and they knew what for, and they had to admit, well, we had spies following him, and it's an intelligence operation. It's an intelligence operation. They send a prostitute to your room. They have sex. It's over. Kind of like, see, false starts like that are important. They announced Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy in papers in Asia hours before it was in the news that he'd been arrested. That was a false start where the government got its time zones mixed up. Kind of like 7-7, where they had said Building 7, 47-story building, had fallen into its own footprint 25 minutes before it fell. Those are good little tidbits when they announced Kahn had been arrested before it was even on the news or he'd been arrested. We'll be right back. Oh, you're going to love this.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah! Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas. Right smack dab in the geographic middle, Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to open the phones up in the next hour for the first 30 minutes at least ahead of our evil gardener who dared have a garden in America. What do you think this is? Land of the free, home of the brave, prisoners. Even people in North Korea are allowed to have gardens, but not in America. We know how to keep people in line. Oh, we're going to be counting this evil Al-Qaeda member later. All right, continuing with the news and everything. The toll-free number to join us here today for part of the evil broadcast we engage in, where we support people having gardens in their own own yards. Very extreme, very evil. If you'd like to join us and talk about and join us in an evil communion, then 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We'll get you up and on the air. But don't worry. Obama is going to, outside of law, start restricting the Second Amendment. In fact, he's already begun. He's telling gun shops, you do whatever the ATF tells you. There's no law. You just do what they say. That was announced all over the news last week. And he says, I got an executive order. It's coming down. You're not going to be able to buy guns if I say so. You won't be able to find out why you're on the list. It's freedom. That's freedom. Just like not having a garden is freedom. This is freedom. Obama launching wars without congressional approval and then saying they're not wars. That is definitely a big sign of freedom. The White House threatening to up the debt limit without even having Congress involved. Again, what do you expect in a country where you can't have a garden in your yard? It's not just up in Oak Park, Michigan. I saw last year in Oklahoma. The mayor was saying, maybe we need inspections of backyard gardens. Maybe you need a license. They could be growing marijuana. You could be. You're all guilty. After all, the government sticks their hands down people's pants. You get in their mindset, hey, we stick our hands down your pants to go through the TSA. A five-year-old might be a terrorist, an old lady, guilty until proven innocent. Why not have an inspection of that garden? See, I'm starting to get in the mindset, understand, they just want to take care of us. Now, if you're inside the government, blow the whistle on trillions missing, you're going to get arrested. But again, that's freedom. Okay, good. And don't worry, Obama is on the job. Ex-Ohio AG to lead new consumer agency. I remember this guy. I remember him years ago saying there's no such thing as a Second Amendment. He'll make a great new czar. Who needs Congress? Who needs a Glass-Steagall Act to stop the banks from creating counterfeit financial instruments and then having government sign on to it? Everybody wonders, after the banks put us into this position, why now they never got Glass-Steagall back. Well, don't worry. Obama, totally financed by the worst culprits, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. I mean, no one in history has been paid for like he has by these guys. And they're the two, you know, king daddies in this gang of thieves. Even Senate committees have said what they've done is criminal. But don't worry. Obama, run by these people, is appointing a guy who will selectively go after the bad derivatives and who will selectively, that means your local bank that's actually loaning to you, and who will harass the little brokerage firms and who will protect your mortgages. Mm-hmm. Obama had a credit card reform law in a stimulus package, and then it actually let them charge you more interest. I mean, it's funny. It's funny. So the very people that did all this, they're going to protect you. And we don't need a law. No, we have a guy who selectively will decide. Just like Obama signs thousands of waivers for big companies that give him contributions and don't have to buy insurance. But your company, my company, does. Just like Obama allows his insiders like GE, I keep going back to this, to be able to build power plants or service them. And they have a waiver to do whatever they want, but nobody else can open a new one. And they're harassing the old ones out of business. That's how they run things. It's what the president says, because the special interest put him in there, and they want somebody who can pull the strings and get done what they want done. They sell this false meme to the public of, Americans want something done in Congress, and I hear that all the time. They just need to get to work up there. No, they've passed enough laws. They've stolen enough money. The founder said gridlock in government. Three branches bound down by the Constitution, not one president in a bureaucracy that's made up of a revolving door of corrupt corporate bureaucrats robbing everyone. But hey, don't worry. The same folks that tell you we're not in a recession, the same when every economic real number shows we're in a depression, they are going to fix it, okay? Just thought I'd tell you about that. Continuing into some of the other news, I mentioned Fast and Furious. Again, the Miami papers are reporting that, oh, guess what? It turns out the FBI, the DEA, and others, they were involved in Fast and Furious, and the attorney general did order it, and he has perjured himself before Congress, but so what? You don't think he didn't do it if he wasn't ordered to by the bureaucracy. The establishment says, demonize the Second Amendment, and they say, how do we do it? You ship guns all over Central and South America, just like Iran-Contra. Remember, they brought cocaine in then, got caught. Well, same stuff's going on now. Oh, yeah, this is all just Iran-Contra. You don't just think that went on with the CIA during Ronnie Reagan, who knew nothing like Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. No, it's never stopped. It's just, except now the troops openly are in Colombia helping grow the cocaine, but for the good guys, they say, and openly growing the opium. Oh, you didn't see the news going, our troops help grow the opium, and they interdict it once it hits America. Yes, yes, yes. That's how dumb they think you are. Because the troops were getting mad about it. Pat Tillman got mad, and they just fragged him. And they're like, you're not going to stop our smack, boy, $500 billion a year. You thought you joined to fight Al-Qaeda? We are Al-Qaeda. Die. But the good old America. Don't you grow a garden, you slaves. You're here to produce for us. You're under mafia rule now. Continuing, Fast and Furious scandal doubles in size. Fox News. Turns out a Florida gun probe earns congressional scrutiny in wake of Fast and Furious. Oh, turns out they're supplying the gangs there and supplying them in their home country. Yeah, you got to supply the guys that protect the drugs in Honduras, in Nicaragua, in Salvador, in Colombia, and then you got to provide your gangs with the guns and the police protection. It's always the armed gangs, the ones that are unstoppable, they work for the police. They work for the FBI. They're not just shipping guns to them. They're shipping them guns because they're bringing in candy that your daughter is going to use and become a prostitute. Okay, that's the government brings it in, the banks launder it, and the police run the murder gangs. And if one murder gang gets too tough and their other murder gang can't handle it, the police move in. And you hear a gang war happen, the SWAT team goes over and kills everybody. That's how America works. Grow up, because now they want your pension funds, and they're going to get them, and you're going to love it and beg them and thank them, because it's fun to toady up to the system. It's fun to be naive. It's fun. You say, why haven't I been killed then? Because everything I say would be underlined, highlighted, with 100 exclamation points put behind it. Because I've said so much, I've done so much, I've covered so much, and I'm not an original source. The few times I've gotten original source material, like Bohemian Grove footage, they broke in, stole the tapes, we'd already made copies, I'd try to mail it to the media under even fake names, they would grab it, erase them, believe me, death threats, you name it. The one time I exposed the judge in the fake Waco trial for not giving a fair court, I got my nose broken. And told to shut up. Of course, I'm sure the government wasn't involved in that. But the point is that's why this NSA whistleblower comes out about corruption and they try to put him in prison. And now he just got a year probation. So I'm here and I'm told the globalists think they're so secure that this is all just entertainment for them. They love it. They know you're so gullible and so in a trance and so living in denial that you're going to hear this and just laugh. And in a way, they believe it psychologically inoculates you to accept your own doom. They think you're so weak that there's nothing you're going to do about this. You're so weak as a cop driving along in your squad car who's not dealing narcotics, you're just revenue generating, that you're not going to be able to believe this. And besides, even if you did, they don't respect you. What are you going to do about this? You know, it's 100% documented. They put viruses in all the polio shots to kill people. Got the Rockefeller documents where they got the sterilization hormones in the shots. But they don't care if I get up here and talk about it and even publish those documents on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They don't care. Because you're just going to still take your children in there and wonder why they can't say their ABCs when they're 5 years old. You're going to wonder when you get a degenerative brain disease early in life why you're dying. But still, it couldn't be your mommy eugenics government run by a bunch of bloodthirsty psychopaths that did it. No, that couldn't happen. Hitler couldn't happen. Stalin, Mao, Julius Caesar, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, Ted Bundy. None of that could happen. None of that could be real. So you're going to go down with the ship because you want to get hurt and they want to hurt you. So it's a match made in heaven. Second hour coming up. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, we have the lady who is now being persecuted yet again for new serf crimes, new slave crimes in Michigan. with the evil garden. First, they were going to drop the charges. Now they're back with even more. They'll teach her. They'll teach a good prisoner. They'll put her 30 days in the hole. Why not? You're a prisoner on Plantation Earth. It's a good name, Plantation Earth. A good term for it. Hence the prisonplanet.com. And I've got a bunch of other news. Yeah, I haven't really weighed in, but now it's certainly ripened. I haven't weighed in deeply on the whole News Corp thing over in England and the arrest of the head of News Corp over there and the police chief having to step down, reportedly involved. This could bring down News Corp. They're opening probes in the U.S. and Australia. I'll tell you about that before our guest joins us. Got a bunch of TSA news, a bunch of war news, a bunch of economy news, but I want to go to Ryan, Dana, Glenn, John, Vincent, Joe, Nancy, Jeff, Warren, Tony, Tom, and others. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Seattle. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Hey, I just wanted to say, since we're on the topic of revenue-generating cops, I was driving down the road yesterday, and there was an officer on the side of this intersection, and, you know, he was had his little radar gun out and everything, and so I started videotaping him with my phone, but as the light turned green and I was taking a left, you know, he started walking across back across the turn lane towards his vehicle. As in the middle, I mean, as cars were driving by, and anybody in the right state of mind would not walk out in front of cars, but he decided to. And because this lady wasn't going to stop for him, I mean, he literally, you know, put his hand out, get over there, and, you know. And I, unfortunately, I didn't get it on my phone because I had to put my phone out because I was turning. But it's just
only an egomaniac would enjoy bossing people around 8 hours a day. I mean, I've got a lot of employees I can boss around if I want. I dread having to do it. But that's why I'm not a police officer. Now, there's some that actually want to help people and grew up wanting to, you know, get bad guys. And they generally come from families of police and are pretty good folks in a lot of cases. More and more, they're just steroid heads that want to crack heads, or they're corrupt. I mean, a lot of them know the system's corrupt and want to get involved in it. Let me tell you, the cops are scary in New York. I mean, it's like something out of a Goodfellas movie, but they got badges, and they walk over with cigars, smoking cigars. I mean, talk about their bellies hanging out. I mean, it's like something out of Clockwork Orange. Ryan, I appreciate your call. Dana in Alabama, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hey, kudos for your work. Look, I got one quick point of interest and two quick questions. The point of interest, Yemen's president, he has a son named Ahmed Salah. That matches a name on my Skull and Bones membership list, 1968. If it is him, it would make him a bones mate of George W. And it looked like they're pressuring him to back out, so that would be kind of like a New World Order versus New World Order. And that's just an interesting point there.
I'll have to look into that. I know the New World Order are masters at burning their own people. That's the name of the game. It's about trampling and being trampled upon. It's about no decency, no honor, no beauty. It's about giving the ugliest, most sickening minds total power.
Yeah. Hey, look, two quick questions. The last time I talked to you was April 3rd on your Sunday show, and I listen to your rebroadcast at night during the week on shortwave, so I miss a lot. I can't stay up and listen to it all. But I asked you about something, and I was just wondering, was it ever followed up? Was anything else ever said about it? I pointed out that on April 1st, Friday, USA Today, their editorial, the first two sentences claimed that the Senate and the House had 30 days ago passed resolutions on the no-fly zone in Libya. You said you thought it was a misprint.
Yes, no. I went and pulled that up, and it said it, and we searched everywhere and looked, and it was not true. It was just 100% absolute. USA Today is one of the worst. I mean, they said Friday there's no violence on the border. It's lovely. Of course, don't go down there. You'd probably get killed. I mean, it's absolute rocket attacks, hand grenades, mass death, police, border patrol being killed, newspapers being hand grenaded on the U.S. side, hotels all shut down, just total bedlam. But USA Today says it's like Switzerland or something. It's so wonderful. We'll be right back.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than you do.
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. If you've studied history,
look at your women.
If you've studied
look at your young
ancient history,
fighting.
Modern history, most countries become corrupt, ruthless thugs get in power, and things just get worse and worse and worse. North Korea, 2 weeks ago, suspended all of their colleges for 10 months, even their own inner party people that have to learn how to tie shoelaces and run engineering and things like that. They just suspended it all and sent them to the fields to work because the tens of millions of slaves can't get the job done. And I've seen the confirmed reports out of North Korea that the general public is taken and put in barracks and, with dirt floors and kept like farm animals. And they will put males with females for breeding. They then take the children and send them to another camp so that the family be destroyed. And they've done that in most of North Korea, and they're fully collapsing. And the psychopathic control freaks that run it could not be more pleased. What is it? Around a million end up starving to death or being killed a year. Their population's gone way down the last 60 years. It is a heavenly wonderland for the control freaks there. The priest of power, always pressing on the nerve of power, trampling and being trampled upon. That is what they seek. People say, well, why would they do that? Why would the Federal Reserve want to destroy the economy? Because they want to destroy everything and consolidate it. Why do big corporate takeover people go into companies, slice them all up, even though they're profitable, and sell everything off? Because they want that quick profit up front to leverage it against the next target. It's called scorched earth policy of economics. And that's what we live under. That's what globalism is. It's an attack, a full-spectrum, vicious, scientific attack. The British war chiefs over 150 years ago, it's all public. We show you the books. We had Aaron Dykeson here Thursday covering them. It's called eugenics. They openly got together and said other dictators just instinctively were brutal. It's survival of the fittest. It's good. How do we make it look liberal and sicky sweet so the public will love their servitude? How do we scientifically study every form of oppression and fuse it together but incrementally roll it out so people can't recognize it and resist it? How do we chemically put stuff in the water? GMO the food. They were talking about this 100 years ago. How do we find out how genetics work? Same folks discovered DNA. IBM, total eugenics, and developed computers for race mixing studies. The entire system is their religion of control. And they are the high priest of the New World Order. And you might want to find out about them. Because the world we live in, the reality we live in, is a false artificial reality, an artificial habitat, a construct for at least 150 years. Well, the plans were developed in the 1850s, so even longer. They were deployed in 1900 in England, accelerated to Germany in the 30s, but then he got out of control and had to be dealt with by them, and they openly said that. But I can even run out there and grab the books and read you the quotes if you'd like from the Eugenics Society with all the UN chiefs in it with quotes about our religion is world government and eugenics. We will establish it. We will take our time. No one will oppose us because we will move steadily and assuredly. But now we're coming up to the real end game. And I've got all these world leaders laughing at you, giggling, snickering about what they've done. And they think they've got you. They think they've got you in a trance. They think they're going to win. Got a lot of news coming up here on the TSA, on the economy. I will get a little bit into News Corps and what happened there. We've got a guest joining us as well for growing an evil garden. Prisoners aren't allowed to do that in America. And she's facing even more jail time now. So thank goodness we're all safe. That's coming up. I'm going to go to Vincent, Joe, Nancy, Jeff, Warren, Tony, Tom, and others. Let's go to Vincent now in Hawaii. Vincent, welcome to the airwaves, sir.
Aloha from way out here.
Yes, sir. Welcome, evil one.
You know what? Well, I think we're on top of it. I'm glad and grateful to see that we're still here and the light of liberty is still shining.
Well, it is, but folks need to recognize just how corrupt the government is. They admittedly shipped tens of thousands of guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and to control the narcotics, and they've been caught now from Chicago to Miami running the gangs and the guns, and the media's like, what's going on? Gee, it's a, you know, why is the Attorney General lying? It's because the government is run by absolute criminals who compete with each other, so only the most wicked get into power, and then that manifests itself. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, all right, Alex. No apology needed. What I notice out here in multiple media is I'm seeing ads all over the place hiring CMAs, that's a certified medical assistant, and RNs for flu vaccine administration at school clinics. They're already starting early. They're already planning this. Number two, there's a trailer out. I sent it to Writers at InfoWars twice. Contagion, C-O-N-T-A-G-I-O-N, in HD. Please notice the comments under Contagion in YouTube. I believe it looks like a lot of people have already woke up. We need to push harder. What we can do...
Well, let me stop you. The Drudge has the Contagion video, and Jeremy was trying to show it to me. Maybe we'll play that when we come back, but tell me about it.
It's obvious. They're really pushing mind control hard. You can see the nasal spray vaccine going into a human being's nose at the time that they're quoting, saying, you got to stay away from everybody else. So they're doing the PSYOP.
No, that's how they politically get away with everything while they're imploding the economy is release bioweapons. But that's the issue. You know, it was admitted the last vaccine was genetically engineered. That came out in major European medical courts in their research. I even had Wolfgang Wudarg on. And it turned out it did have all this weird RNA added to it. So they're doing all sorts of stuff.
Parents, this is a piece of cake. Parents, calling all parents. Ink and printing. We can push flyers to social workers. We can come up with a smile and a handshake. We can get it to the school nurses now. Go find the school nurses. Bring flyers. Make a nice creative flyer about bullet pointing. What's wrong with these flu shots? We're hitting H5N1 now, folks. This isn't funny. We need to do Silver 100 with Dr. Deagle. Nutriodine. We need to do some...
No, I hear you, but listen. I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Vincent. All people need to do is search H1N1 vaccine doubled chances of contracting flu. They had British, German, and two government-funded studies in Canada showing they don't have total control yet. I mean, even the EPA's own scientists and FDA have come out and said take fluoride out of the water. It's increasing cancer. They've testified before Congress, but the feds won't stop because they're controlled at the top. The corrupt are at the top. When the good cops and the good bureaucrats and the good citizens wake up and realize that this isn't being done for our good, that's the end of their system. But just search the term I just gave you. H1N1 vaccine doubles chances of contracting flu. It destroys your immune system. And it massively increases all sorts of neurological disorders. That was confirmed. And record numbers of people didn't take the shot. Folks are waking up. You know, I just get really negative sometimes so people realize just how bad it is. So you'll wake up and do something. Let's talk to Joe in California. Joe, you're on the air.
Alex, you're doing a great job today. Thank you for everything you do on behalf of humanity, man.
Well, thank you, brother. What's on your mind?
Two quick points. I wanted to talk to you about the new YouTube videos you've been doing from your iPhone. They rock. I love it.
Well, thank you. Folks seem to like it.
And also, they are definitely messing with the view count on YouTube. You'll get a video at 305 to 307 views, and it locks. I've had a video locked at 1,400 views for the last 3 days without a budge. And the last thing, I was at the Bohemian Grove last night for the Cremation of Love ceremony, and the staff members were coming out, and they said that they were dining on sea bass and lamb, and that Tom Cruise was there, George Bush 41 was there, and Mark McGuire was there.
Now, you were outside the Republican Orgy Fest?
Yes, sir.
And you were talking to the staff that was coming out, and they were talking about the celebrities that were there?
That's correct.
What else did they say was going on inside?
Some of them actually admitted to having seen the men in their robes with their little light posts. They've
Now, what's wrong with our Christian conservative leaders with the gay prostitutes and wearing Klan outfits? I mean, this is what people that make gardening illegal do. I mean, they're good people. Do you want to add any more, Joe, from California? I will be right back. Stay with us.
To make things right.
You know, the number one subject I need to cover is population reduction. The UN has been caught over and over again worldwide adding sterilants to vaccines in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia, in the Middle East. You can just pull it up. It's mainline stuff in the mid-1990s when the first time they got caught sterilizing people. Every year, for decades, there are news articles where they report, hey, the United Nations was giving people live polio shots or oral. Or, the U.S. or the U.N. was caught injecting kids with syphilis. Yeah, it wasn't just black folks here until the 1970s. U.S. troops were experimented on until they died. Oh, the Pentagon says DU's safe for troops to use now. Oh, EPA rules that you can get 100,000 times of this isotope or that isotope now of radiation from Fukushima. I know it's hard to believe, but they don't want us. They see it as they own the planet now. They've got advanced technologies at least 30 years into the future. That's admitted. And they have got cures for what they're going to release. Everything else, HIV, Pentagon program, we've got the government funding for that program. They didn't call it HIV. It was a Navy engineered cancer virus to cause autoimmune disorders. It's also race specific. It's very hard for Northern Europeans to get it. That's in the mainline studies. And they've got all these movies and all this culture about when the big plague comes, what's going to happen. And it's even been in the mainstream news. You can pull it up. Rich buying bunkers in Russia, in the U.S. I've talked to a lot of contractors, places like Colorado Springs and places where the real government's based. Even mid-level people are spending every dime they've got for the shelters that have the rebreathers and things on them, because they're not worried about airborne flu. They're worried about jet spraying it, folks. If they decide to pull the trigger on this, it's going to be helicopters. Sunshine Project and the Marine Corps asked that be reclassified, picked up some classified documents that were declassified 11 years ago out of Austin. And the Marine Corps flipped out and said reclassify that and threatened them, but it's still on the Google archive. I guess they threatened Google and they didn't care. And it talks about helicopter bases, mothballed, you know, waiting with the different gases, knockout gases, opiates, but also other little goodies. And now, soon they're not going to need humans. They've already got drone helicopters they were using against Gaddafi, drone jets, and that's why the system wants that. That's why they have the regular pilots do so many drills with, quote, spraying simulants on cities. They call live bacteria like Subtilis globigi. They've sprayed on most cities, quote, a simulant of how a bio attack would take place. The point is the people that are telling you they're protecting you from terrorism, from all the open source research, are the terrorists. And they write public policy books about how much they want to kill 80 to 90% of the population. And they have all these movies coming out conditioning you to be so scared of the flu. So when there's a normal flu, you get totally scared and run out and get a shot. But you're not given a bioweapon that's going to kill you in a week or a month. You're given a cancer virus that triggers when hormone levels go into a certain flux. A lot of them are when a woman becomes pregnant, new hormones introduced. Now the cancer virus is able to bloom. It first impregnates the RNA and the DNA. That's what they've been caught putting in vaccines for more than 30 years. They've also got them where when you're done on average of 65 after your work age, hormone levels lower, viral plaques that have already spread throughout the body hit. Boom, you get cancer throughout your body. They're hitting us. They're hitting us hard. Don't believe me. Here's one that's widely publicized. Over 100 million Americans got cancer virus from polio vaccine from 1950s through 70s. Just type that in. You'll get the mainline government documents. Don't be lazy. I know the football game's more important, but this might be something we're looking to. And they say, yes, over 100 million Americans got the simian virus that is known to cause hundreds of different rare cancers in humans, SV40. And now all those cancers that were unknown in humans are every day. Now, you better grow up, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care if you're a cop or a SWAT team guy or a professor executive at a major corporation. Once their COG bunkers are all in place, once their mapping and control grids are in place, they have sworn to release this. They've got all the bunkers built, all the seed vaults, all the animal DNA arcs built. The Rockefeller Foundation's built 14 of them. The UN's built another 24. They've got them everywhere with armed guards, automatic gun sentries. That's robots, just hardened built-in automatic guns. And they're ready. And I know you're not going to, you didn't want to believe me about derivatives or about what wars would come or what new events would happen. I know you don't want to listen. I understand it's scary at the end of the day. But you see, with this, they're not going to kill you with what they release because they don't want all that confusion. They want to study soft kills, and they're still studying them. But they're going to give you some larger death tolls. You know, instead of a couple hundred dying from their stage flu to get you to take the shot itself that hurts you, they'll, you know, have something that kills 100,000 to teach you to ninny and get scared. I mean, if they can get you to give up most of your liberties and freedoms over non-existent terrorism, imagine what will happen when they release a real bioweapon and then you go take your shot. Let's go ahead and play this new film trailer that's coming out. I forgot. What's it called again? Contagion with Matt Damon and Gwyneth Paltrow and others. And, of course, these people think they're going to be protected in the end, or they just think they're making a popular movie. You'll find out. This is all part of the conditioning. Here it is. And I tell you, we got to get some new computers. Here we go. It's called Contagion.
It was a groundbreaking ceremony for a new factory.
Did you mention seeing anyone who was sick? Anyone on a plane at the airport?
No, she said she was jet lagged.
The average person touches their face 3 to 5 times every waking minute. In between, we're touching doorknobs, water fountains, and each other.
Matt! Go up to your room, honey.
So we have a virus with no treatment protocol and no vaccine at this time.
You had a seizure this morning, Beth.
Has she had a history of seizures?
No.
Allergies?
As of last night, there were 32 cases.
Unfortunately, she did die.
Right. Can I go talk to her?
Mr. Armoff, your wife is dead.
What are you talking about? What happened to her? What happened to her?
Is there any way someone could weaponize the bird flu? Is that what we're looking at?
Someone doesn't have to weaponize the bird flu. The birds are doing that.
Watch this. It's transmission, so we just need to know which direction.
On day one, there were 2 people, and then 4, and then 16. In 3 months, it's 1 billion. That's where we're heading.
They're calling out the National Guard. They're moving the president underground.
People will panic.
Get away!
It will tip over.
The truth is being kept from the world.
Cook your samples, destroy everything.
This film kind of implies the government's behind it and the vaccine may have done it. But I don't see Hollywood releasing that.
I need you to get me the names of everyone who serviced this room. It's an emergency.
You can't panic now.
I know.
I'm going to get you home.
We'll be right back.
I got you.
Remember to take your vaccines, everybody.
We all do.
Government cares about you. They're good people. To the Drudge Report on the lower left-hand corner. It's been up there since Friday. Now it's moved down to the bottom, but you can find our report. Update, front yard gardener slapped with new charges. And she joins us here in just a moment, Julie Bass. She had the evil plant boxes in her front yard that I thought were very nice and neat looking, but it doesn't matter. There's no law in that town against her doing it. And they couldn't cite a law, and her neighbors liked it, but it doesn't matter. She was facing 90 plus days in jail. I'm going to her in a moment, but I want to go back briefly to what I was talking about during the last segment. If you're a new listener and you hear me saying that the people running our planet, the globalists, would put viruses and vaccines to hurt you, they've been caught doing it over and over again. The United Nations has been caught over and over again in mainstream news, killing people, shooting little kids up with live polio on purpose. They openly talk about setting up world government to reduce our population. So you are the insane ones. If you hear this radio show and just out of hand say this guy's nuts, you better go look up what I'm saying. And if you find out I'm a liar, you need to call the police and demand that I be arrested, because that is not free speech. That's fire in a theater. If I'm on air saying the UN and other governments have been caught killing people, if I say the U.S. government's killed our troops knowingly in nerve gas studies, knowing they were going to kill them in Project Shad and others, and I'm a liar, I should be arrested. Now, call the police, okay? If you can't prove it, listen, it's all true, it's all true, it's all true, and we can't trust the people running our system. Presidents come and go, but these evil people stay. Now, grow up, folks, and realize how evil they are. Not the low level, the people on top. Parties come and go. These people are in charge globally. It's like they've been taking baby's blood for 39 years globally, secretly, and now it's admitted. I told you 15 years ago, listen to me, listen to me, we're in danger. Now, going back to our guest here, we'll keep her a little bit in the next segment, then I'll get into those stories out in Hollywood before we end a few calls. 10 years ago, could you imagine TSA be grabbing your genitals, sticking their hands down your pants? 10 years ago, could you imagine Chicago school districts won't let parents pack their own kids' lunches because, quote, they can't be trusted? 10 years ago, would you imagine in Oak Park, Michigan, that a woman couldn't put some little plant boxes in her front yard and grow some vegetables? There's not even a law. And then when she beat them because of public pressure, they came back with a no dog license charge from earlier harassment. They came back with old harassment. And I'm going to have her tell you that story now. This is harassment. This was from previously when she was fighting him. They tried a no dog license thing on her. She went and paid that, did all that. Now they're back. Even after she was in court a month ago, they're back. And she now joins us. Julie Bass, thank you for joining us. You are the garden terrorist.
Apparently I am. I want to say thank you so much for having me, and thank you to your listeners. They've been among the most vocal spokespeople in my defense, and they're all over the internet in my corner, and I just really, really want to thank you guys for that.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, we have the best listeners on the planet because they're active, they're angry, they're awake, they realize that in North Korea, if you're not in one of their slave camps, you're allowed to have a garden in your front yard. In fact, you're ordered to. So now we have surpassed North Korea in this area.
It looks like, yeah. And the garden charge, just to be clear, they've only dismissed it without prejudice, which means they can actually bring it back anytime they want. And the prosecutor said he wants more time to review the ordinance.
Oh, yes.
Which kind of left us, you know, with the impression that it might be coming back also.
Okay, so briefly break down, because reading your blog, let me give folks the name of that, Oak Park Hates Veggies, .wordpress.com. To be clear, this was already part of the previous harassment when you wouldn't get rid of the evil vegetable garden. We saw a dog over your fence. And so you'd already gone and submitted to them on this. Now they're back.
We showed the proof when we went the first time to court. The prosecutor asked us if we had taken care of it. And I showed him the licenses, I showed him the confirmation from the city, the official stamps, the receipts, everything. And he said, okay, and he marked something down in the paper, and it wasn't brought up. When we went in front of the judge, nobody said anything. Nobody said anything at any later date. And then when they sort of, under the radar, did this weird dismissal of the garden charge, the same day they decided they would reinstate these two misdemeanor charges of not having current dog licenses.
Well, I want to be clear. I've got dogs and don't have dog licenses. A license is authorization to do something that would otherwise be illegal. They've been found unconstitutional time and time again. But this really shows the chicken, well, I don't want to use there's a term for chicken you-know-whats that behave like this. I mean, this is the most petulant, low-down, slimy, control freakish, bad PR. Your neighbors love the wicked garden. I mean, who are these people?
Oh, boy, I wish I even knew who was driving it. I mean, the people that I've had contact with directly from the city have been really, really nice and really, really personable. And then all of a sudden, at every turn, they've just dug in their heels and done these irrational things and just...
Have you heard of Agenda 21? Because under the UN, you've got to get permission to literally breathe. You've got to pay them taxes. And gardening is something they want to shut down. Have you heard of that UN global standardization program?
You know what? I've heard of it, but I haven't really researched it properly.
So well, that's what this is. So continuing now, you're facing what? I mean, now they're back with these charges. We're all going to be safer once you're behind bars.
So now it's actually two misdemeanors each 93 days of jail time instead of the one misdemeanor on the garden charge originally.
Even though when they were trying to harass you with this earlier for the gardening, they threw the dog thing at you, you went and paid it. Now, again, these people aren't stupid. They've got to know that in the law that if they accepted you already once in court, that you went and got the license, that it isn't an issue. I mean, this is starting to look like a civil rights violation, a RICO Act. I mean, this is starting to really get into your civil rights here. These people are really dangerous.
It's definitely starting to make us uneasy. It's definitely, you know, starting to kind of creep us out and make us a little paranoid, thinking there's, you know, something behind every rock. But, you know, we're trying to keep our heads straight and stay focused. And stay
why don't you vote with your feet? I mean, it's not letting them run you out, but why don't you pull out a Dodge and say, look, let Michigan collapse or let that town collapse and go somewhere where they don't think it's North Korea?
You know, we've thought about it, and people have written on the blog about places where they live that are much more person-friendly. You know, if it was as simple as just the choice to pick up and move and we're independently wealthy and we could just buy a house somewhere else,
No, I understand. No. I mean, look, it's good to stand and fight, too. I'm just thinking about that option. It's good to take your money away from these vampires. See, if vampires, if parasites don't have anybody to suck off of, they shrivel up and blow away. Please continue. So now you're facing new charges retroactively. I think it's time for you to file suit for civil rights harassment, official oppression against these people. I think once you start personally suing the heads of these departments, I think it's going to give them a little bit of reality check.
It might be. I'm not really sure what the specifics of the law is. I know that my lawyers, you know, looked into some different things, which she doesn't want me to discuss the specifics of, but, you know, I'm going to just say that it's something that we're definitely considering.
Well, it's best to attack. I mean, they might even beat the rap. They're not going to beat the ride. It's best to attack globalists. It's best to get in their face. It's
right.
Best to let...
The defense is a good offense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're thinking about that. We're starting to... You know, it's hard when you're a nice person.
Let me tell you how to get them. Let me tell you how I get them in here in Austin. Okay. They were giving old people, they've got some database, especially if you're in a city hospital, as we tracked it and confirmed it. If you've had a heart attack or cancer and you live on a wealthy, you know, a piece of property they want, they will start giving you $3,000, $2,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass. Oh. I then just went around all the city council members' houses and found grass higher. And at that time, put it on Access TV. Today, it'd be YouTube. It was actually cops that gave me the intel, good cops that didn't like me in order to go, you know, arrest people that didn't pay fines.
Right.
And so that's how you handle these people, is that you go show city places. You start following city council people after work. Anybody that would do this is going to be involved in corruption. You'll instantly catch them in evil.
Not a bad idea.
Let me tell you, anybody that would do stuff like this is bad news. You've got to find out, Julie Bass, who's running this. We know they're following a global UN agenda. They want to slap you around, let you know you're a prisoner. You know, it's gang initiation into their system. Stay there. I want to hear any other little tidbits you want to add. On the other side, we're talking to a very evil person, ladies and gentlemen. She grew tomatoes.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
During the break, I was asking the garden bandit, the lady that tried to grow some tomatoes and other evil things in her yard up in Oak Park, Michigan. I was asking her how this started. She said, well, I think it started when I called the zoning people to ask permission or to see if there was any rule. And they said, well, here's the rules. It doesn't say there aren't any rules that you can't, but since nobody's ever done it before, you can't do it. And so I guess that's how this started. And they don't care. They want to punish her. Then they threw charges. You don't have licenses for your dogs. She went and paid that in court, done. Now it's back. So it just illustrates how out of control these people are, and I guess they don't care if the town gets a bad reputation. As bureaucrats, they'll just move to the next town after your town's fallen apart. After all, Michigan isn't doing too well. They're talking about bulldozing half of Detroit and turning it into one big giant garden, but I guess that doesn't fit into their plan. Julie?
Yeah. It's funny because Detroit, which is just falling to pieces, is actually having this whole greening of Detroit movement and all these urban gardens and community gardens and really starting to make a comeback in certain areas because of these types of initiatives. But Oak Park apparently wants to be, you know, Detroit of 1969.
Tell us what type of evil terrorist you have growing in your yard.
Well, in addition to the tomatoes, I have some criminal cucumbers.
Oh.
I have some, you know, bad green peppers.
Oh.
I have chives. I should barely even say that on the radio because it's so offensive. I do have one strawberry plant.
Whoa. Do you have a license for that, ma'am? Is that semi-automatic or fully auto?
I think it's a fully locked and loaded strawberry plant. Yeah.
Oh, man. Folks, I apologize for bringing people on like this.
I know. I shouldn't say that in case there are children listening.
There's FCC, ma'am. You're probably going to prison for this. Have you heard the Justice Department got caught shipping tens of thousands of guns, not just to drug gangs in Mexico, but in Miami and Chicago to destabilize everything?
Didn't hear it, but it's not dissimilar to other things that I've heard at other times. So.
Well, what's wrong with them shipping guns directly to the drug dealers so they can then blame the Second Amendment and take my guns? Well, I'm worried about your strawberries. So we got cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're in deep trouble for that. You got evil tomatoes.
Yeah.
You've got strawberries. And then you've got some herb garden. I've actually had one of those at a house I had in my front yard. Nice little pretty herb garden.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm evil, too. So what else happened? Anything else growing in these little boxes?
You know, miscellaneous, we have some zucchini, we have some peas, we have, some red peppers, we have a jalapeno plant, nothing too scandalous.
But you're making it a little worse for yourself. So basically you got heroin, cocaine, PCP, LSD.
No, are you kidding? If I had those drugs, I could get a prescription for it, but these tomatoes are just over the top.
No, but I'm saying each one of those plants is so evil. Well, ma'am, actually, look into Agenda 21, look into the new rural czar.
Okay.
The rural council where they admit the government's going to... They tried to pass the Food Safety Act last year, written by Big Agra, that would openly not allow you to even prepare those onions for your neighbor. It would be hard felony jail time if you fed those strawberries or onions to a neighbor. Now, I hope you understand that we're keeping an eye on you now.
Right. Well, we're trying to keep our criminal activity to ourselves. We're not offering anything to the neighbors. You know, I'm a little nervous about feeding the vegetables to my kids, since they're obviously so contaminated with, you know, bad intentions.
Well, maybe if they were GMO with some, insect DNA that would sterilize them, then it'd be okay.
Yeah, well, then I could give a kickback to Monsanto, and I'd be golden, right? I'd be paid off.
Well, exactly. This is a brave new world where, our owners don't lie. Do you think a prisoner's allowed to have a garden? Let me ask you that question, Julie Bass.
I would be hard-pressed to say that there aren't some prisoners that actually are encouraged to have gardens somewhere in
this
world.
but I'm saying, you're in a supermax, though. You're not. You think somebody in a supermax?
Right.
You think
right.
Tim McVeigh was allowed to have a garden?
Yeah, no, I think all people like me that can't be trusted should probably not be allowed to have things like dirt at their disposal. It's very insidious.
Well, pretty close to you, Chicago didn't let parents pack lunches for their kids.
I know. I about fell off my chair when I heard that.
Why, because it was so reasonable?
Exactly, because I thought they should have done it way sooner, because parents are obviously having the worst intentions possible with their children.
Well, the Pentagon runs a $2.5 million program with AI computers watching kids eat lunch as they cancel a 300-plus-year ferry in Connecticut because of budget cuts. There's $2 million per school, $2.5 million down there per school to have the Pentagon watch kids eat their lunch. What's wrong with the Pentagon watching kids? Next, you're going to tell me you don't like the TSA.
No, I got to say on the radio that I love the TSA, because otherwise they're going to come banging down my door later today.
Well, actually, they do, without warrants now, have the Department of Education as its own SWAT teams for late payment of bills, and they're actually shedding poorhouses back up and debtor prisons again. It's not legal, but whoever said it needed to be. Julie Bass, so you're facing two charges, 93 days apiece,
mm-hmm.
And I guess you're going to be leaving your family now. I guess, well, that's good.
I hope it really doesn't come to that. Joking aside, I hope that everything works out, you know, to the right way. But, it's, now that it's becoming more insidious and more spooky and they're doing everything in this more sneaky way, it's making me afraid in ways that I wasn't really afraid before.
Well, listen, here's the deal. They know the whole nation's watching. And have you seen A Bug's Life for the grasshoppers? Say, hey, boss, we got plenty of food. Why boss the ants around? And he said, if you let one ant stand up to you, they might all stand up. This is about breaking our will. It's an attitude of these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening all over the country. And if I was in your position, and I've publicly said I don't have dog licenses,
mm-hmm.
they can put me in jail. I think that you should let it be a media circus. Let them throw you in jail. and let them show everybody just how Stalinistic they are so we can get our country back. And I think more, it's now time to say no. Just like black folks started saying, you know what, I'm not riding at the back of the bus. And people said, how dare her, you know, break the law. Well, your law is a fraud. I'm Rosa Parks. I'm not sitting at the back of the bus. Well, you're Julie Bass. I'm growing a garden in my yard, control freaks. And if you want to try to pass a law to make it illegal, that'll be unconstitutional, but then I might even follow it. You don't even have a law. You know, we forget to even mention that part.
Yeah, no, that's important to remember, is that there is no law, there is no ordinance that says that anything that I'm doing is wrong, that there's never been an ordinance that says anything I'm doing is wrong, and I went ahead and asked permission first. So that's, you know, not pointing in a good direction as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but when he told you better not, there's not a law, but you better not. You said, well, there's not a law, I'll do it. You don't. This is about having power. See, people that are powerful don't want power. People that aren't powerful want power. That's the paradox. So good people have got to start wanting power just so the control freaks aren't in our lives. That's called 1776. You are the spirit of 1776, Julie Bass. So know that. Keep that light shining. We will prevail against the forces of the globalist. And folks can visit your blog. Right now, Oak Park hates veggies.wordpress.com, and we'll continue to. So, how long? Just real fast, when are you facing this? I guess it's a half year in jail.
So, same court date. We still have July 26th at 1 o'clock in the 45B District Court in Oak Park. Same time, same place.
Well, everybody needs to be there and face down your new lordships who, again, they didn't have a law on the garden, so they've moved on to something else. And a lawyer would destroy them if they were a good lawyer and even did their job, that you'd already paid it and everything and they'd adjudicated it and now we're back. That's a civil rights issue. But, hey, let me tell you something. You let them put you in jail, it's going to really hurt them. That's the Gandhi mode. Let these thugs, these knuckle-dragon scum, know that you are aware of what they're doing and let them carry out their evil upon you while the spotlight. Because, no, for your case, there's 10,000 others that were done in darkness. Yeah. You have the light of publicity on you, so let them run a sting on them. Let them wobble in and throw the weight of the state on you and crush a woman, and they will be crushed in the end. God bless you, Julie. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your support.
Oh, you've got our support. The burning light of liberty and human destiny is blasting at you.
Thank you very, very much.
It makes us grow. It's like dragons fire to the enemy. Take care. All right, there she goes. I'm out of time. I said I'd tell you some Jesse Ventura, Harry Dean Stanton stories from his birthday, twin birthday, that we had Friday night there in Los Angeles, because a lot of good stuff happened at that. Now here in the last minute, and I'm sorry to the callers, I got to a lot of you, but tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we'll get to more. Got a lot of big guests tomorrow as well. If you're not disgusted by all this tyranny, I don't know what to say, but Ventura, well, you know, I saw this Friday and I was happy, but then I saw the way the media spun it. Forbes is spinning it. Federal court rules that TSA naked scans are constitutional, and I've since scanned over the ruling. Steve Watson had the Infowars.com headline. Federal court rules TSA violated law by introducing body scanners. And what they said is, well, you've got to get a public comment period first. Well, can we have a public comment if slavery should be reintroduced? Or should we have a public comment that they staged? Should we all be made to take cyanide? And they admitted that the radiation, you know, is bad and that people should comment if they like it or not first. That's democracy. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. If 51% are for taking your land, is it good? No. This is a republic. But Ventura told me he's going to have a press conference Friday. His federal court case is coming up Friday. He told me it's going to be a very powerful press conference, and I'll get to it tomorrow, but basically implied he's going to leave the country if his case isn't heard. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now.